You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Coffee and Cream with Rodgers and Benning on Hail Varsity Radio.
I think our depth is going to win us a championship, and they've been playing great this whole tournament. So if we just continue doing that with our second group, or our first and second group playing how they playing, I think we are unbeatable.
My man dropped unbeatable.
Welcome back. Coffee and Cream in the morning on Hail Varsity Radio, powered by Currency, live from the H&H. Chevrolet stage at Hail Varsity Club. Big East talk. Lots to get to. We ended that previous segment with Rick Pitino. And let's give credit where credit's due here, guys.
Guys?
For a moment, let's just... To Damon Benning.
Oh, stop. Stop it.
Hold on. I got to get one more in.
You know this is not my thing.
But I'm going to give credit where credit's due here, because DB has been on these coaching changes like glue. It started with Ed Cooley, the season he put together at Providence, the ties that DB dug up on his own time researching why a move to Georgetown would be good. It happened. Then all of a sudden, Iona's making this big run. They enter the tournament. DB's like, don't be shocked if you see him at St. John's eventually.
I asked John Fanta 2.5 weeks ago, and he wasn't buying it either.
And here we go. Here we are. He's at St. John's. Then yesterday, off air, we're talking about Micah Shrewsbury, because I've been on this Penn State kick for a little while. And he goes, man, I mean, where does he go? Like, if it's not Penn State, what is it, Notre Dame? Well, like, the two finalists right now for Micah Shrewsbury are, hey, stay at Penn State or Notre Dame.
That one was a little more obvious after I felt like I had an idea of who told Notre Dame no.
Yeah, but when you're on a run, when you're on a roll,
a heater
feels good.
I wish I could have done this like a month ago, because this started a while ago. And I think I asked if we could get odds. I would have been able to start my group home.
Easily.
That's it. But then I still would have done this.
Because you don't lay $10 down.
I would have started this. I would have stayed with this job, just because I need something to do for fun.
But yeah, I would have got my boys home.
Let's go to line one. Michigan Lance here to talk Big East coaches. Lance, good morning.
Man, good morning, fellas.
What's up, bud?
Man, hey, every time it seemed like we want to get into football deep, hey, basketball, with the basketball headlines, man, basketball not taking a back seat anymore.
Trying to stay current, man. Jay Wright retires and the conference is crippled, and 2 years or a year and a half later, they add Pitino and Cooley goes to G-Town, staying in conference.
Man, how about that? Like, I like the Ed Cooley one, man.
Me too.
Do you think he can get a little bit better caliber?
Hey, listen.
Not a whole lot. I mean, Providence has some kids, but
wait till you see who he hires in June. His staff will be A-OK.
Man, hey, because Georgetown is still in what you can, some will say, the mecca of basketball. You know, that Maryland,
it's a brand.
D.C., Virginia area.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so
they
get the right guy, and I think they got it.
And wait till he finishes rounding out his staff.
Hey, man, you got some insight on the East Coast, man. What is coming from, man? You got some. What are you? Look at DB.
DB knows what's up.
Worldwide DB.
Look, it's just building relationships, right? As much as I travel in the summer.
Like, oh yeah.
Like, stuff just happens.
Hey, and Andrew, I'm excited about spring ball. I know you were yesterday, and you guys all are. You know, I'm excited about spring ball, too, down here because my son gets to play high school spring ball starting next week.
Unbelievable.
But, hey, I feel you guys, man. Listen, so,
you need you need to give him the background of how you've been. This dude has been lobbying for spring ball in Nebraska since 2012. 2012.
Probably like since 2006.
Well, you were that was your Wayne State Benson life. So I'm just
You're right. It was around 8-9.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can play football in any weather.
I do, but here's the thing. People just don't want to share. You got people running track and field. You have people, but I think the kids that want to be out there should be out there.
Hey, so, yeah, exactly. Somehow in other states, they can get it done.
Why can't it be in the 7-7 8-man game? Why can't you do that?
In Mitch Sherman's article, he had an article in The Athletic last week, and he just did a part two, like a follow-up. Unbelievable. Uh-huh. He said out loud what we've been intimating for years, right? Proof. Athletic periods, they're with their coaches before school, first hour of school, last block of school, not including practice, strength trainers in the building, spring ball. Like he said they're with their high school coaches. I can't remember the percent, like the time that he used. I don't want to misquote him. But,
right.
I mean, we asked, remember when we had Dan Jackson on some years ago, and I said, he was recruiting for, Northern Illinois or South Dakota State then? I can't remember. This is before
Northern Illinois at that time.
And I asked him, how far behind are Nebraska high school athletes to the Floridas and Texases of the world? And he said, a freshman in Texas or Florida is the equivalent to almost a junior in football playing experience to Nebraska. Just time.
And why is that?
Well, remember what we said about Rex Burkhead, right?
Right.
When he was coming out of Wichita Falls. Was he Wichita Falls? He was the most ready-made of that group of Aaron Green and Braylon Hurd. Like, he looked like he was the most ready to play. And then Dr. Elza says the other day, well, you don't have to worry about those guys knowing what it means to work coming into college if you're coming out of a quality Texas high school program.
Listen, man, I'm living proof. One of the reasons we moved down here was because my son wanted to be a football player. I know his development needed more than what Nebraska could offer as far as rep. And so, you know, he's been 7-on-7 since January.
Well, I see him outside, but like when you let him tweet, he's either in the park, he's catching passes from older quarterbacks. I'm like, what LG is this?
Hey, man, and it's really helped his development in less than a year and what he needed. And I've been telling him, he's like, you know, he misses home and his friends. And I'm like, listen, man, the reps that you're getting now is going to pay out. He's been in the weight room with the high school kids the last month. And so now he's an eighth grader. He's an eighth grader, Andrew. And so he got done with basketball. He's been lifting after school, and now spring ball starts next week. Like, if he was still at Jesuit Academy in Omaha, where he went, which we loved, but athletically, what he needed, he couldn't get. You know, it just wasn't. It's just not offered. And it goes back to, hey, are those kids better than our kids? Not necessarily. It's just that they got more development.
Right.
That's all it is. That's the difference.
There's a great piece on Kale Sanderson and some of these wrestling programs around the country about when they target these guys and how long they've been wrestling all year round. I just don't know. And I've asked this question for years, and I still don't know the answer. Would the state of Nebraska be ready to say – We've talked about academy. We talked about all these things. It's like, are we ready to say it's all about athletic opportunities like other places are?
Hey, how about this, DB? We're not even ready to – Nebraska's not even ready to say we're all in on the arts. Like, my daughter goes to a performing arts middle school. Like, there's not even a lot of opportunities for that. You know what I'm saying? So so basically, it's extracurricular activities. Can we move into that? You can do both. You can do academics and extracurricular activities at the same time to give these kids more opportunity to get things. You didn't even talk about baseball. My son, there's freshmen at Trinity Christian Academy. That's where he goes. There's three freshmen, two committed to Florida, one committed to Florida State. A fourth one has like three SEC offers.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, hold on, where did you guys come from? Mm-hmm. You're freshmen with these offers like that and committed? Like, hey, man.
Well, in baseball, you better because they will recruit over you. So.
Oh, right.
That's a for
exactly.
sure all year round sport.
Yeah.
Like, you have to buy into baseball. You need those reps constantly because velo changes. Like, as much as you age, you're seeing faster pitches and you see some deeper movements.
Michigan Lance, I appreciate you, man. Be safe out here.
Hey, thanks, fellas.
Okay, hey, thanks, buddy. Lance. That's a lot of good points. I think what's even more interesting goes back to what we kind of were leading to with playing a sport like football in the spring again. You know, you mentioned track, like they don't want to share. A lot of multi-sport athletes, though, go on to play one sport at the end of the day, and because of all that help. We'll talk more like this next.